Hello guys, today is Saturday, September 4th, 2020. Welcome back to Habits of a Happy Brain, Understanding Feelings and Emotions. Always remember that all I need is in me and I have no limit. Today, I want to talk about how society and stereotypes influence in our self-esteem. There are so many cases that many people feel that it's bad to have a different body, and certain like things in our faces or in our bodies. And let me tell you that it's not weird, and you're not ugly because you have different things that others doesn't have. For example, in my case, since I was little, I have many freckles. These freckles makes me think that I was not good enough and I was like the ugliest person. But that's not true, because everybody is different. And I think that's the best part in life, that we all are different. Because sometimes I start thinking about if we all will be the same. And I think it would be boring, honestly. Really, really boring. Because it is like so weird that many of us are thinking that just like the normal people has to be perfect. And as I already told you before in different episodes, there is not perfection in anybody. Nobody is perfect. And honestly, I have to be really honest with you. Since I have these freckles around my face, I have been judged so many times before. Because of the freckles. But to be honest, when you are growing up and you see like all the things you can create and be, especially like in your personality, you don't even care about the society or what stereotypes said. So for example, since I was little, I was thinking that people with freckles were ugly and people that was fat. But guess what? This is how I am. I have been a chubby girl since I was like 11 years old. And I have freckles since I was in kindergarten. So it's something that I cannot like delete of my life. Maybe my weight, I can do it. I can modify it and I can change it. But not at all. Because it's so hard for me to have a diet and make exercise. And to be honest, I prefer to make exercise instead of make a diet. But the thing is that I hate that society nowadays has been always like making us think that to be pretty and to be perfect, you need to be skinny, you need to have a certain skin color, sometimes even your eye color. And let me tell you that that's not even possible. Like, nobody can judge you and say, oh, you're perfect because you're like this or because you're like that. You know, nobody's perfect. And that's the point, that nobody is perfect and we have to be different, because if we were the same, the world would be so boring. But that's the point. Society has made us think like this. And stereotypes always in models, in stores, and whatever, their models are always like this. Skinny people, blondies, blue eyes, and that's not like... It's like if you have a manual, and in this manual there are different instructions to be the perfect woman in the world, or the perfect guy. And you start reading it, and each of those like instructions says how you have to be. Skinny, blonde, blue eyes, short hair, long hair, whatever. But that's not true. Because why? because this manual doesn't even exist. This is something that society has made us think. And this is not possible. And you know what? I'm making this episode because I just want people to stop thinking that they are ugly, that they look bad because of the way they are. Because there's not anything, there's not a manual, there's not nothing where it says how perfection in a person needs to be. All right? So please stop thinking that you're ugly, that you don't look good. Everybody is however you are. And I think God make us how he is, and maybe better. So stereotypes are always going to be like this. I wish in a future this change. I wish in the future many companies and many like stores start thinking about chubby people, start thinking about big chicks, short people, because everybody has a beauty. We all have their own beauty. And then if there's people that think the same as a society, like you're ugly if you're short, you're ugly if you're chubby, you're ugly if this, well, just what we have to do is ignore all these people, because as I already told you, there's not a manual or something to define perfection, because perfection in a person doesn't exist. Of course, there's gonna be people that is gonna be prettier than others, and you know, but that doesn't mean that because that person's pretty, I'm gonna look ugly because I'm not like her or like him. So just take that in mind, you know, that you are perfect however you are. For example, it's weird and a little bit curious that many people, as the same as me, doesn't like freckles. And I have seen many places, for example, Victoria's Secret. This store is like introducing their models with freckles. And it's so weird because at the beginning I was thinking like, why these people are modeling this kind of like clothing? But that's what we don't see. Freckles is like, I don't know, like a magical stuff they have to show more their beauty. And I love it. So since I was like seeing these kind of people like modeling great brands and everything, I started feeling well. But this is not because people that is famous or whatever have it. We have to be confirmed and fine and feel fine however we are, without being thinking like, well, I have to see a famous person like me with this or with that or wearing this or wearing that to feel like comfortable, because if he is wearing it, it's because it's pretty. But no, it's not. That's not the point. We have to be conform and pretty as we are. So yeah, society has been always making us this idea in our heads, but that's not the point. Everybody is, and everyone has possessed their beauty in the inside. So yes, what we need to do is just ignore society, ignore especially stereotypes, because the stereotypes are always going to be modified, because that's what like technology and brands and companies want. They want their models to look perfect in the magazines and the posters, in the TV, whatever. So just always take in mind that stereotypes are always modified with Photoshop and all those filters to make their models look pretty. But that's not what we want. And in my opinion, that's not how I want to be. So, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Next episode, I'm gonna keep talking about stereotypes in a deepest way, and I hope you enjoy it too. Thank you for listening to this episode today, and always remember, all I need is in me, and I have no limit. This was Montserrat Martinez here in Habits of a Happy Brain, understanding feelings and emotions. Bye guys, see you next episode.